News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. All I want for Christmas is you. And all I want this morning, well, to have a little fun, Christina Leavenworth.
Good morning.
With the Leavenworth team from Leavenrinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. And I know a lot of people, all they want for Christmas is a new house.
Yes.
And we are there to help them with that.
And you're the best. You're the experts at it for sure. And this is the expert panel. So as we get into talking about the market and getting ready for 2026, if you've got a question for Christina, please text it in, 850-437-1620. So
yes.
Tell us what's happening. And since holiday season.
I mean, so the Fed dropped rates again. And again,
this
is
that.
What I really want to impress upon people, because I have people going, oh my gosh, okay, so that means my rate's going to drop tomorrow. No, it takes much longer than that, because mortgage rates are impacted by treasury bond rates. They all typically work together, but they don't do this and then the next day rates drop a whole point. It's more of a trickle down effect.
Okay.
But the good news is buyers see this and they go, okay, hey, like things are improving. This is a good thing. They just get more excited about it.
Sure.
And as we've said before, don't marry the rate. Like, let's look at what the payment looks like for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we might be able to get you a buy down where we can buy the rate down more, that sort of thing. But again, if they go down more, we're going to have a feeding frenzy. So it's a good time to really think about buying where you're not so stressed out, where you don't have multiple offers, and you can negotiate a bit more.
This is exciting then.
Yeah.
This kind of changes things a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people are predicting that 2026 will be a busy year. We're going to see about 500,000 more homes sold in 2026 than 2025, which is significant.
Yes.
So definitely. So anyone that's thinking about getting their home on the market, we're really wanting them to call us now. We work during Christmas, during New Year's. Meet with us so we can get a plan together. And then we would really like to get your home on the market maybe come February. We have plenty of people, though, that we've talked to, and they're like, we don't want to wait till February. We're ready now.
Good.
And that's not a problem. So
okay.
We get their home on the market, because also there are people visiting during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's snowbirds down here. So you do have some buyer activity. But to get the kind of vast majority of it, it really is spring. Things start to thaw here. I mean, and then, you know, up north, people want to come down and be in the warmth. And it's just a time we see a lot of activity. So
right.
That's what we're telling people to help them. And then we also don't want to take photos with all your Christmas stuff up because it's going to date the home. It is. And
well,
people are going to know when it was listed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't want to have you take it all down. So just wait a couple weeks. Let's take pictures without Christmas stuff up and then we'll be able to do it.
Right.
We can always virtually stage that stuff out. But sometimes it looks a little funky.
Right, I can imagine.
Yes.
But some people may not have done it yet. A lot of people wait till the last week to do it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's people that wait.
We normally do it like right after Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
We're early. Because if you're doing it, you might as well like get the most bang for the buck.
Well, that's true.
Because all the effort, but we have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out of town for Thanksgiving. So we were worried about her destroying the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to just do it after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But that was stressful for me. So people that wait.
That's
wait
funny.
Until the last minute.
That's what this
good
is.
Good on
folks,
you.
People, that used to be a tradition to go and buy your Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
You just don't get as much enjoyment
it's
out
true.
Of
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no argument here.
Funny.
But it is true that people would wait. So.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well,
but.
And so insurance rates really going down with more companies coming into Florida.
Whew.
And we've been working with some great people. I had someone on the beach that was paying $18,000 a year for their insurance. And my insurance guy was able to get them down to 10.
Wow.
Which is significant.
That is.
He's also helping my mom out. So a lot of, with these new agencies coming in, we're able to see a lot lower where I'm like, man, this is feeling a little bit like before things went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We got a quote the other day for a home built in 2006. That's going to be a rental for $1,700. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, probably a year ago, that would have been closer to
$3,000.
Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a big difference in insurance rates. Always, hey, my number is 850-378-1260, and that's a team line. So if you call it, someone will pick up and just say, hey, I need insurance help. Who do you guys recommend? And we'll be able to say, hey, here's the person you need to call, and they'll be able to do everything. Like, we'll get your email and connect you guys.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people are refinancing now with this change? Or
yeah.
Like you said, to wait? Or
yeah, I think we might see some people refinancing. If we see them, if we get interest rates that live in the fives, I think we're going to see a lot of refinances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're still, you know, in the sixes. So if you had a 7% and it's down to 6, the refinance cost may not be worth it. But if you get into the fives,
yeah.
I think so. Wow. For sure.
This is all good news this morning.
Yeah, good news for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people send in your questions. That's always my favorite. So we can answer them. Try to stump me. Ask me crazy things or ask me just anything normal. Maybe something you're just like, the world of real estate can be so confusing. Mm-hmm. And it can be, if you've never done this before and it's your largest asset, it's also very emotional. So ask us like, hey, what does this look like? What is a typical listing agreement, the time period, mm-hmm. anything like that? And we'll go through all of it with you.
Especially for first time buyers, it can be very intimidating because there's a lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork and money.
Mortgage and interest. I mean, some people have, that is not their world.
It's not their world. And we really shine in it. And we love being like, man, we sold their home for so much money, or we got that buyer a really good deal. Mm-hmm. We love those stories where we can do it. But a lot of times our value is in our experience because we have seen so many different situations, but deal life support, mm-hmm. because there are times when it is the heart's not beating and we are having to figure it out just mm-hmm. based on all sorts of different things that can go wrong, where you find out, oh my gosh, there were no permits at all on this house. Where do we find this contractor? How do we get the permit back out? How do we do all these things? Mm-hmm. The seller didn't know that there was aluminum wiring.
Okay,
let's talk about this. They mm-hmm. don't have much equity. How do we then still keep this deal together and find creative solutions to do it? And having just great relationships, we can do that.
That's
amazing. A lot of our vendors will get paid at closing, which mm-hmm. is great mm-hmm. if anything needs to be done. So, I mean, that's really what you're getting. You know, when you're going to a doctor and you're going to the best surgeon in town, they're going to be different than someone who just started.
Well, the connections and the referrals make all the difference.
Yeah,
and the relationships that you have now in the community.
And seeing every situation come mm-hmm. your way. Like a surgeon doing open heart surgery, that's been doing it for 20 years, has probably seen everything you can imagine.
Right.
The resident just graduating, they haven't. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's just how it is. Or if you're just a part-time realtor, there's no way you are getting the repetitions in to be able to really go, okay, yeah, I saw this. Yes, I know how to handle this and do all that.
Well, and you also have the advantage of being affiliated with a reputable firm, Levin Rinke Realty, which also has all kinds of resources.
100%. Just having them to back us whenever mm-hmm. things do get sticky, you go, man, this is a new one. And just having that wealth of information and being able to go to anyone there. They have, you know, on staff attorneys where we can go saying, hey, this is a new thing. And also sometimes some agents don't understand the contracts, even though they're pretty black and white. They mm-hmm. want to just read it the way they want to read it.
Mm.
And sometimes just saying, hey, right now I need someone else to call and say, hey, this is the contract. This is where it's black and white. So you understand type of thing. But mm-hmm. we go through that all the time.
Okay. Got a question that just came in
awesome.
On the text line. And if you have a question for Christina, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This one's from Michael. He says, Christina, what are your thoughts on just getting fire, theft, and accident homeowners insurance only and putting the money you would save into a separate account for wind and flood?
So that really depends. You can only do that if your home's paid off.
Oh, interesting.
So your lender is going to want you to have full coverage if you have a loan.
Okay.
So they're going to want you to be fully covered because if something happens, then they're on the hook if you can't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
For rental properties, you really have to talk to your insurance agent about it if it's a paid off rental property, because you also want that liability coverage.
Mm.
So, because we've gone down this road.
Oh, yeah,
because it has been, because
some
people self-insure.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have rentals, you really want that liability piece still there in case, you know, someone trips down the stairs, anything like that. You want that there. That's what our insurance people have advised us. But they did take off wind for some of ours because they were we don't have a mortgage on them. And I said it was a condo, so
uh-huh.
the association's going to cover a ton of that.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't want someone to burn it down.
Right.
And also, I don't, if anyone gets hurt, I want to be covered. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's some situations where that's great, but we do live in a hurricane area. So
yeah.
it's something to really to weigh, but talk mm-hmm. to your insurance agent when they know your goals. And if you have a good one, say, hey, here's my goals. Here's what I'm thinking. They maybe know your financial status. If it did have major damage, do you have the funds to
mm-hmm.
then put it back together again? If you don't, you might want to keep that insurance in place.
Okay. That's a great question. Got another one that just came in. Do you have any properties right now that you're really excited about?
Oh my gosh, I have so many properties. There's some that are going to be hitting the market yet, and due to like different
rules. So it sounds like someone wants to work with you, but they want to hear what you got.
Oh my gosh, we have so many great properties. I feel like if I start talking about one, the other ones will get mad at me. But yeah, we have one coming up on the water that is over by like the country club area. That will be on the market, I think, by the end of this week.
Is that a home or a condo?
It is a home. Okay. It's a home, and it's beautiful. It's stunning. One of the prettiest homes I've been in. We have 10 acres coming up in Gulf Breeze.
Where?
You'll have to call me.
I guess the further out, right?
Yeah, no.
In the proper?
Not in proper, but okay. A great location.
Interesting.
10 acres. No, 12 acres, actually,
wow.
With a house. So just call me direct on that, 850-940-7516. But that's coming up, you know, soon. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. We have
any
so many
condos?
We have a condo over in Perdido Key. This one cash flows like crazy. It's in Windermere. It is an awesome, awesome place. So we have so many. And if they're interested, I can send it to them. I can kind of go over all of it.
Is there a place they can go to find your listings?
Yeah, I mean, bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. I have a great little home in Inverurity Point on a peninsula, which is gorgeous. It is listed right now at $699, and it is a great property, and it's super cute. You're surrounded by water on all sides. So I can keep going. And so we separate it by like different team agents.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of properties. So sometimes I don't know every single detail about all of them.
Right, of course.
But there's a lot. And I can keep going. I just need to pull up our dashboard.
And
I'm involved in every deal.
Bestrealtors.com is
no,
where they
Best Realtors in Pensacola.
In Pensacola. Best Realtors.
And there's one that says like our listings. You have to go to the drop down.
Mm-hmm.
We have tons and tons. And yeah, if you want to just send me a message, I can definitely point you in that direction.
Can't hurt to shop.
Yeah. We love all of our properties. We really do. And we just take a lot of pride in helping get them sold. And it's important. It's like when we go to a listing appointment, like I bring my resume because you're hiring me for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, here's my resume. Here's my story. Because I understand that that is what you're doing. Like, yes, hopefully we become friends along the way, but you are hiring me for a job.
Right.
And I need to tell you like what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We lay out our marketing plan. We lay out our entire, we have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh yeah, we're going to stick a sign in the yard and see what happens.
Right.
That is what gives realtors a bad name.
Right.
So we're constantly just trying to see what we can do. But yeah, sometimes most of the time I'll have another agent on my team be the lead. And then, but my hands are on every deal and I'm doing behind the scenes stuff. I'm just making sure everything is going right and doing marketing. But then they're your main point of contact. So you have really great customer service.
Well, so I'm imagining that right now would be a good time as we're wrapping up 2025 and going into 2026 for someone that is pretty sure they're going to, for just different reasons, they know they're relocating in May or they know they're relocating earlier in the year. So now would be a good time to sit down and assess
a condo.
Game plan.
Oh, yeah. I just thought of a great condo at Emerald Isle. I have a great condo there. Stunning.
Okay.
It
beach.
Is a corner unit with all the best views. It is awesome.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That one too. So,
all right.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, but for someone right now that's thinking about it, it would now be a good time to come in and talk to you to set up that marketing plan and a plan in case there are things that have to be fixed. And
100%. That is the best scenario where if you tell me I need to get it in the market in 3 days, yes, I can do it. If it's ready, if it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Most aren't. They're lived in. They're homes. That's life. So we really do like to have some time to ramp up to be able to really get it on the market and properly market it, get the good photos, help you stage and figure out what we need to do to get you the most money. And different people have different goals. Sometimes they don't care about making the most money. They say, I really don't want to deal with having to do anything. But your price is going to reflect that. And they're okay with that. If someone's like, I really want top dollar, then we're going to say, all right, like, I think you do need to spruce up your landscaping. I think that we maybe do need to repaint this area, and going through it and explaining, a buyer doesn't want to pay top dollar for something where they have to do a lot of work.
Absolutely. Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of like great success stories recently. We had a home that was on the market and it was listed with seven different times.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
It's been listed since like 2016.
I think Andrew was talking about that. Wow.
And we took over and we were able to move it and get it closed.
Good for you.
We've had this happen so many times this year where they call us and they say, you know, like I haven't been able to sell it, but we come in and we're aggressive. We are like, you're hiring us to sell your home, not list it. And again, just be buddy, buddy. We are here to get your home sold. And we do that often where we go in and do that. I also had one the other day, other agents told me, they're like, oh, it's not going to be worth more than $499. I was like, no, it's worth more. I know it is. Mm-hmm. I know it is. I sold it in 14 days with a cash offer.
Oh my goodness.
And we listed it at $650.
That's impressive.
It's a big difference. Mm-hmm. However, there are going to be times I go, I don't think we're going to get that. And I'm going to be honest with you, saying, I need to let you know. I had someone the other day, she's like, I really need $500. And I went there and I was like, I need to be honest with you because it's going to be a bad process for all of us. Based on the location, I don't think that's going to happen. However, I'm always willing to try, but we need to make aggressive price adjustments fast. Because I already know this market.
But that's an honest assessment based on your experience in the market.
Yeah, it's better to do that. There's a lot of realtors that are going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, you can get that. Mm. And then that is what causes them to have it listed and then it not move.
Right.
And ultimately, it comes down to price.
Okay, we've got another question from one of our listeners. Christina, any advice on considering purchasing a condo? We are retired, can't afford the HOA fees, but very concerned about special amenities and the cost of them.
Oh, like the That's special assessments. Special assessments. Those do come up. Definitely talk to us because there's some condos that have stronger HOAs than others. Mm-hmm. So when we're in this process, we're asking for the minutes. We're asking for the budget. We're asking for all the documents to review. Because if anything is coming up, they would have talked about it at some point for the most part. But what That's I true. Do even further, because this was after Hurricane Sally, where I learned this lesson from experience, they kept saying there would be zero assessments. Well, I told them, I'm like, let's just be safe. Let's talk to the HOA president. So the HOA president doesn't get paid. They're not on staff. They're elected. And so talking to the HOA president, he goes, oh my gosh, yes, we're going to have assessments. Here's what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I also, to have that extra layer, I say, let's get on the phone with a human being that knows the up and up of what's happening in this building and talk to them about that. And that's the biggest thing, just to make sure. And then will something happen? I mean, we're Florida weather, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But a strong HOA, you can see their past of assessments, how much those were. And typically, you know, the past predicts the future.
Right. And there are a lot of condo communities in Pensacola, and they have gone through a lot. They're older, maybe built in the 80s, and so now they're re-roofing. They're doing a lot of projects, and you can find out about those ahead of time.
100%. 100%.
That's really
and we work with you on that and let you see. And it depends on what you want, but whoever wrote in, Emerald Isle is gorgeous. It's very nice. It's a 3-bedroom. Then Windermere is a great little 1-bedroom. So
That could work. Okay, I have to say this because it is pretty cute because you've been talking pretty high prices. So Someone just wrote in, do you sell affordable homes? LOL.
Yes, all the time. All the time. I can even like pull up what we have right now as far as it. I mean, we have homes, we had one in East Hill for $299 that we just sold. That was great.
That's very low for East Hill.
We have some in the 100s right now. We sell all homes. Like we're
so you run the gamut. It's not just luxury homes, I guess would be the question.
Yeah, I'm going through all of our listings. Like right now. And yeah, we have one on Bremen Avenue that has a pool and it's really cute and it's at a $255. We have all sorts of price points. Like honestly, we help everyday people. That is our main jam. We help everyday people figure out where they're going to put their Christmas trees or where they're going to move to make life make sense for them. That is our main bread and butter.
Okay.
Sometimes, I mean, we have some luxury ones, but we do help people with affordable homes. And a lot of them, I mean, new construction, they have lower interest rates a lot of times because they're able to offset it. Mm-hmm. If somebody's looking for a good deal, a lot of times new construction might be a good deal for them.
That's right. You had talked about that last time too.
So just call us because we know who has the deals and we also, we can negotiate on your behalf, maybe get you a free fridge, washer and dryer, like Lakes of Woodbine over out in Pace. Great community. They have pickleball courts. They have a pool. They have a great clubhouse with a gym and a lake access where you can go paddleboarding. And homes there are in the 300s, but they can do interest rates sometimes of like 3.9% or 4.9%, making it more like the price be more in line with something in the 200s when you're looking at like payments. Again, looking at payments.
Okay, someone just texted, I've never been a renter, I guess, before, and now I'm thinking about buying a property to make a little money as an investment property is now a good time.
Just so talk with us.
Questions for that.
You need to find something that makes sense to you. And I would need to know more if you're paying cash or if you're financing. And we just have to run the numbers to see. And a lot of times people, they're like, oh, if I'm spending, you know, $200,000, I want to make $2,000 a month. Well, if you have a loan, that you're not going to make $2,000. So maybe look at your down payment. So if you're bringing $20,000 and then maybe you're making $200 a month or $300 a month as your profit, that's a really, really good return on investment. So, I mean, that's 10, 15%. So we look at all those things. We're really good with investments.
And, oh, good. Okay.
And so we help you guys see. And honestly, if homes and have been on the market for a while, maybe 6 months, maybe come in with a lower offer that makes sense to you. And we can send you everything that's been on the market for a longer amount of time. Just talking strategy and stuff.
Right, right. So. Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. So you were just talking about new construction. the question, are you involved at all in the new construction townhomes and apartments being built in the city of Pensacola? And what are the price ranges going to be low to high? Do you have a sense of that?
So they're... Habitat for Humanity is going to be doing some of those. And I'm very involved with Habitat for Humanity. I'm actually listing one of their homes. This is awesome. It's on Spring Street. And the loan amount, so this property appraised for $525,000. The loan amount for a qualified buyer, and we have to go into all that, is $250,000.
Wow.
So they're getting a good deal. But Habitat for Humanity has started a community land trust, which is a different type of product. And we don't have time on this show to go over that. But there are different ones. And then all the different townhomes in downtown, I mean, some are, you know, 400s. I mean, and then all the way up. Getting something under 400s is a little tough. But there's some properties that are 250 downtown. They're older, but there's plenty of options downtown.
Well, okay. This is Christina Leavenworth that we're chatting with this morning on Pep Talk. She's definitely our real estate expert in Pensacola.
And don't just ask questions here. Seriously, 850-378-1260. I promise I want to be your go-to just to call us and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking. And again, this is it's a team phone number. So someone on my team, all full-time agents, all passionate and you know, real estate geeks is going to pick up and they'll be able to answer those questions for you because we talk about these things all the time.
Do you ever sleep?
I do. Honestly, people ask me that, but I go to bed around 8:30.
Oh my goodness.
So I go to bed around 8:30, but I'm up around like 4:45.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm getting 8 hours of sleep.
I want to be you. I've never been a morning person.
Oh, I love the mornings. But after 8:30, I turn into a pumpkin. I'm exhausted. It's just a long day. But
I love it. I love it. So it's an exciting time then in real estate, even though it is the holidays, y'all are going to be open for business?
We're open for business. We're doing all sorts of fun open houses with our properties. We're getting them on tours of homes. We don't stop. Just because the rest of the world stops, your home still needs to be marketed. You still need communication. So we're still doing all the things we normally do.
So if you're a first-time home seller, you can also talk to you.
Yes, just give us a call. And again, we're going to be able to walk you through the whole process, make it very easy for you to understand. And yeah, I mean, just if you're thinking about making that move in 2026, now's really the time to talk so we can get a plan together.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. Anything you want to mention? We maybe review some of the interest rates you were just talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah, so I mean, with the Fed cutting them, again, that doesn't happen right away, but we have seen interest rates trickle down a bit. Still, they're not 3%, but you know, closer to 6%. Some government loans like FHA, VA, those are at like 5.9, but hopefully they go down even more. But yeah, just follow me on social media, Christina Leavenworth. I'm always putting out great stuff about real estate and the community. And then 850-378-1260. Save it in your phone. Just favorite realtor, realtor on call, whatever you want, and we will be able to help you anytime. I want you to be able to ask questions, not just when we're on the show.
Right. She does a great job and is one of the most knowledgeable people that I know in the business.
Oh, thank you.
It's really true. I'm not making that up.
Well, I love it. It's just so fun. It's so fun. Just how like real estate, there's so many different avenues where you invest or where it's your own home or it's a second home or just anything.
Well, you're changing lives.
You're really changing lives. And it's so special to be a part of that process with people and the fact that they trust us. We take that seriously.
Okay, one more time. How can we reach you?
Christina Leavenworth. Find me, Google me, Follow me on social. That's easy. And 850-378-1260.
All right. Thank you, Christina. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.